בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד חורף תשע"ה 2015 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון א' מודול A. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. אנחנו נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Good afternoon. My name is Barbara Robbins. Welcome to our program, Helping Hands. Today I'm going to talk to Peter Howard, a high school student who volunteers in Brazil. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Barbara.
Can you tell us about what you do?
Sure. My friends and I travel to Brazil every summer. We try to help some of the thousands of people there who can't buy the eyeglasses they need to see better.
How do you do that?
We work in a clinic in Rio de Janeiro, the capital city of Brazil. This clinic gives people glasses for free. These people sometimes travel for many hours to get to the clinic. Then they must wait in very long lines to see an eye doctor. The doctor checks their eyes and writes the number they need for their glasses on a piece of paper. Then they bring this paper to us. People from the United States send us boxes of glasses. We look through these boxes and try to find the glasses with the right number for each person.
How do the people feel when you give them the glasses?
They are very happy. I'll never forget one 70-year-old woman. When I gave her the glasses, she suddenly got excited about all the things that she could finally see, like a picture on the wall or the faces of the people in the room. I always feel so good when I give a person his first pair of glasses.
How many times did you go to Brazil?
This year was the fifth summer I volunteered there. I can't imagine a year without it.
How did you start volunteering?
When I was 11 years old, my mother asked me if I wanted to volunteer with her in this clinic. I said, yes, sure. I really wanted to see new places, but I had no idea how my life was going to change.
How did volunteering change your life?
Volunteering changed the way I see my own problems. I learned from the people in Brazil that you have to try to be happy even if you have problems. One poor family I helped there had many problems, but they always seemed to be happy. I saw them every time I went to the clinic. They were usually outside eating breakfast, laughing and having a good time. They always smiled and waved to me. Now, when I think of them, it makes me feel good.
Well, that's nice to hear. Thank you for talking to us, Peter. And that's our program for today. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Good afternoon. My name is Barbara Robbins. Welcome to our program, Helping Hands. Today I'm going to talk to Peter Howard, a high school student who volunteers in Brazil. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Barbara.
Can you tell us about what you do?
Sure. My friends and I travel to Brazil every summer. We try to help some of the thousands of people there who can't buy the eyeglasses they need to see better.
How do you do that?
We work in a clinic in Rio de Janeiro, the capital city of Brazil. This clinic gives people glasses for free. These people sometimes travel for many hours to get to the clinic. Then they must wait in very long lines to see an eye doctor. The doctor checks their eyes and writes the number they need for their glasses on a piece of paper. Then they bring this paper to us. People from the United States send us boxes of glasses. We look through these boxes and try to find the glasses with the right number for each person.
How do the people feel when you give them the glasses?
They are very happy. I'll never forget one 70-year-old woman. When I gave her the glasses, she suddenly got excited about all the things that she could finally see, like a picture on the wall or the faces of the people in the room. I always feel so good when I give a person his first pair of glasses.
How many times did you go to Brazil?
This year was the fifth summer I volunteered there. I can't imagine a year without it.
How did you start volunteering?
When I was 11 years old, my mother asked me if I wanted to volunteer with her in this clinic. I said, yes, sure. I really wanted to see new places, but I had no idea how my life was going to change.
How did volunteering change your life?
Volunteering changed the way I see my own problems. I learned from the people in Brazil that you have to try to be happy even if you have problems. One poor family I helped there had many problems, but they always seemed to be happy. I saw them every time I went to the clinic. They were usually outside eating breakfast, laughing, and having a good time. They always smiled and waved to me. Now, when I think of them, it makes me feel good.
Well, that's nice to hear. Thank you for talking to us, Peter. And that's our program for today. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.